We are on Daf, Ayin Dalet, Amad Aleph. That is the last quarter of the Yomid. Alabayim Shal Yaitza. Now we go back to the Mishnah. I'd just like to be Magdim. There are many Pshatim in this Gemara. I'd like to just learn one Pshat. One Pshat in the Gemara, Kaponim, we should try to understand, be able to understand the Gemara. Tana Rabbono, Ein Poiskim Alabeim Shal Yoitza Ad Sheye Oso. Can only be Poisik Alabeim Shal Yoitza Ad Sheye Oso till there was an Asiya, there was an Asiya, then you can first be Poisik. And we had that there's different Asiyas before you have a Kedaira. It's Mechusa Lefufi, Vibushi, Latuna, Lemisref, Lemefek. There's a whole bunch of Melochas. So the Baraisa says, Ein Poiske Malabayim Shal Yoitza Ad Sheye Yosu. Divrei Rab Meir, Omar Rabbi Yosi Bamedvar Mamurim Ba'afar Ba'afar Lovo. Havar Ba'afar Shocher Kigoyin Kvar Hananye V'chavrei Seo Kvar Shichin V'chavrei Seo Poiskin. You don't need Ad Sheye Yosu. Af al pi she'ein lo zeh yesh lo zeh. So I'd like to say over one pshat that the Maram Shiv says. Rab Meir, we had before a machlokes, Rav Shmuel, that in order to be poisik on a kedere, you need yeshloi. When is it called yeshloi? So Rav holds if it's mechusa shtei melochis, it's called yeshloi. More than shtei melochis, it's called einloi. Shmuel holds you need if it's mechusar melacha bidei adam. That's called yeshloi. It's mechusar melacha bidei shemayim. It's called einloi. Zok the Maram Shiv, the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is in Rav Meir. Rav Meir said you can't be poisig ad sheyeyosu. There has to be some sort of an asiya in order to be capable to be poisig to make it called yeshloi. And like Rav, you have to have only two malachas left. Like Shmuel al Kaponim, you need that to be Dei Shamayim should be done. That was the machlokes. Rav and Shmuel, and this is in Rav Meir. Rav Yosi is chaylik on Rav Meir. Rav Yosi holds, B'medvah mamun ba'afalovan, we'll see soon what the union of afalovan is. Aber ba'ofer shocher kegoin kvar hananye v'chavreise kvar shichin v'chavreise poiskin afo pishen lo ze yesh lo ze. So according to Rabbi Yosi, according to Shitas Hashi al Kaponim, Rabbi Yosi holds you don't need, there's no din yeyosu. Number one. You don't need yeyosu. You have offer. It's also good. Number one. And number two, I could be poisik even though I don't have any offer. What am I poisik? Because afa pishein loze yesh loze. That means there are people that have the other yitzrim that have afa. So Rabbi Yosi is choylik in two nekudas on Rami, according to Rashi. Number one is choylik that you don't need yeyosu. Afilu afa is enough. And number two, according to Rameya, the Yotzer has to have the Bayim. He has to have it. Then he's poisik on the Kedere. Rabbi Yosi says, you don't need anything. Ava pishen loze, yesh loze. So we have a double machlokes between Rameya and Rabbi Yosi. But somehow he's made Bamedvarim amurim ba'ofa lovam. Ba'ofa lovam, he's made to Rav Meir that you need bayim. Offer is not sufficient. Now, so we have to understand what's happening over here. B'medvar ma'murim shetzor she'im muchon b'yodoy. So what does muchon b'yodoy mean? That means Rabbi Yossi says the Yaitza doesn't have to have anything. Afo pi she'ein lo zeh yesh lo zeh. He can get it from someone else. But you need muchon b'yodoy. Rabbi said you need muchon b'yodoy. Such a muchon that it shouldn't be mechusa malachet. No, you only need muchan b'yadai ba'afalavan she'enei motzi. So what is this afalavan she'enei motzi? That means you can't say afal pi she'ein lo zeh yesh lo zeh. I got news for you. No one has it. It's a davar she'enei motzi. She can only be paisik and afalavan if the yaitzer himself has it. But you can't. But if the yaitzer doesn't have it, forget about it. So that what Rameya said, that it has to be muchan biyadai, that he has to have it himself in the second machloikis, Rabbi Yossi is moide by Ofalo. Now, Rashi has a moiridike kashe. Fine. She need muchan biyadai. But why do you need bayim? Weist ois, you need bayim that, but what if he has Ofalo in his house? It's not good. You need bayim. Why do you need bayim? If I have offal, it's sufficient. So Rashi says, "Ruchshahoyu machnisen oisoi, a machnisen oisoi ela megubol vaosui bayim." So Rashi says, "You imported this offal of. This offal of was not shliach to get. It wasn't motzi. So you imported it." When you imported it, you did not get off a lovin. You imported bayim already. So that is why, so that's the lotion of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that offer is only good by offer shocher. And by offer shocher, you don't need that it should be muchen b'yodai. I feel it's not muchen b'yodai, it's also good, because afa b'shein lezeh v'yesh lezeh. But by offer lovon, since it was in, theoretically, if he would have offer lovon, it also would be good. But the shtega was that it was imported, it was bayim already. So then offer is not good, you need that he should possess bayim. That's what Rashi says, Shayne Motsu Shoyu Machnisin Oisai, Ey Machnisin Oisai Ela Megubul Ba'osi Bey. Avo Ba'ofo Shoche, Shu Motsu Bim Kaimai, Ein Tzorech Sheyehei Biyodai. Here you don't need that it should be Biyodai. You don't need Buchan Biyodai. Shimein Loze, Yesh Loze. Fine. That's the Machloikas. Rameya and Rabbi Yossi. A meimer yoiv zuzi michi ma'ayli afro. Michi ayli afro, so Rashi says, mishe hichnis ha-moichal v'tzovar ofor be-beisoi v'ofor shocher hoyo. Now, a meimer is very interesting. The meimer gave money, and the gemara that have him in the lerm shot, he gave money, he was poisik on kederis. And when was he poisik on kederis? If the yaitzer was going to make the kederis, he has offer shocher in his house. So the Gemara says, a meimer is meredik modne. Kema, who does he hold like? Ike rameye ha'omarat sheyeyosu. Rameye says, it's not sufficient if you have offer in your house. You need bayim in your house at sheyei also. Ika Rabbi Yossi, if it's like Rabbi Yossi, ha'omar afapi she'en lozeh, yeish lozeh. You don't need b'chlal ofo. So the Gemara says, la'oilam ki Rabbi Yossi. So let's just say pshat in the Gemara. He can also hold like Rabbi Yossi. That means, he can also hold like Rabbi Yossi, that what he, that what he was makpid, that there should be offer bebeis ha-moicher, he could hold like Rabbi Yossi. But ba'asrei da ameimer oshik afre. In the mokim of ameimer, this offer shocher was very expensive. I de ma'aili afre somcha daite v'yovilo zuzi. V'iloi loi somcha daite. So let us see what Rashi says. Oshik afre, yoko, it's expensive. Ve'enai motzoi, and it's not motzoi. Somcha daite dechol echod, v'chayza yekabel misha pora. Loi somcha daite, Dilme loy mashkech afra, veleke mishepora, shu atzmoy loy nismach olov elonosan ala sofik. Now let us try to understand what the Gemara's teretz is. So the Maram, Afanot, and the Rivosh, and the Tshuve, Simen Reishai and Dalet, says as follows. Gemara had a moyedeke kashe. Moyedeke kashe. Who does he hold like? If he holds like Rav Meir, so what's the mile of he is offer? Offer is not sufficient. If he holds like Rav Yossi, you don't need offer. So the Gemara says, in the machlokes between Rav Yossi and Rav Meir, he could also hold like Rav Yossi. But here we're talking about a unique case. We're talking about a case that Ba'asrei de Ameimer offer was very expensive, was Yoko. So the minute it's expensive, there's no Sfore of Afal Pi She'ein Loze Yesh Loze, because it's very expensive. If you have it, you have it. You can't rely that other people might have it. Number one. But now the Gemara all of a sudden speaks about Smichas Tas, Idemaile Afre Som Chedaite, Viloile Som Chedaite. So the Maram and the Rivosh say as follows, that Be'etzem here we are not speaking about Hilchas Ribis. Because, just let's be magdim, something very interesting, and this is what the Rivosh wants to emphasize. Someone asked the Rivosh a shaila, the Rif paskin like Rav, but the need of Mechusa Malocha, it's no good, and the Rif brings down a Meimel. So somehow it doesn't stim. So the Rivosh says, this mice of a Meimel is not a ribistic mice. Why not? Because when he gave money, he did not give money now on a cheap price, that he should give him a kineira. To be meizel gabe, you need yeshloi. In yeshloi, we can't, we paskin like Rameya, that you need acheyeyose, we paskin like Rav, that it could only be mechusa to melaches. Here we're talking about that afres enough. So he said, here it's speaking about, he gave him money, and the money was that whatever the price of the kederis will be, when you make the kederis, I'm giving you money. I don't want to be meisel gabe. No. I'm giving you money, and whatever the price of kederis will be, that's how you should give me. So there's no shayla of ribis of meizel gabe. That isn't the shayla. The shayla was that since this was a davar that was yoko, so if he wouldn't have offer and he gave him money, there won't be a mishapora because he didn't know bachlal if he'll get the offer, if he won't get the offer. So there's no smichas das. So there's no commitment whatsoever. He's giving you money. If you'll get off, you'll get off. If you won't get off, it's a means. So there was no smiches das that he's going to get off He's going to sell him Beres. It was, he's giving him an asafik. That's if he didn't have offer. Yeah, it tells him I'll get fine. But there was no real commitment. Mashainkin, if he had offer, so Mamela, so he knows he has offer, so Lamaisa, so then there was Smiches Da, so then there'll be a Misha Pora if someone is Chayza. Then there'll be a Misha Pora. That's what the Gemara speaks about Smiches Da. But als the ribbit, I mean, it's not in the ribbit stick is Shaila, if I care to, we paskin like Rav, that you need, that you can only be Moisel Gabay, if it's Mechus Yishtay Malachas, and you need Bayim, and it has to be Mechus Yishtay Malachas, that's Gabi the ribbit stick is Shaila. Here, Bechlal, we're not speaking about the ribbit stick is Shaila, we're speaking about a Shaila of Misha Pora. He wants him to give kederes on the, how much the price of kederes will be when the kederes are made. And the whole shayla is there a chiyuv misha pora, yes or no? Let us see Tosfos. Ukvar shichen v'chavrei seo af al pi she'ein lo ze yesh lo ze. By kvar shichen, so then, that's what Rabbi Yossi said. So, Poshet, we learned till now, that's how the Mamshif learned Beshitas Rashi, that Rabbi Yossi, Bechlau doesn't hold, there's a problem of Mechusim Malochim. According to Rabbi Yossi, as long as you need offer, and you don't need offer either, maybe someone else has offer, that's also enough. That's how the Mamshif learned in Rashi. Tosfos is chaylik. Tosfos says, loy mairi ba'afra, ta mechusa shalishu. Afra is mechusa shalish malachis. Ve'eini poisik elo bebeim. And the ve'eini poisik. And you can't be poisik if it's mechusa shalish. According to Rav, according to Shmuel, it's chasa yibush, and yibush is b'day shamayim. So, Rabbi Yossi was not makel ba'afra. Ela bebeyim ayri. It's speaking about bey. Umi denokat hai lishne af al pi she'ein loze yesh loze. Kedenokat gabi poiskin al shar shebishuk. Mashmesh yeshar shebishuk lebey. So Memele, so that's what Rabbi Yossi is telling us. Rabbi Yossi is in the ribbistike shaila of that, if it's mechusa malachi, you can't be moisel gabei, that Rabbi Yossi is also moide to Rameya. No, Rabbi Yossi was mechadish that it's called yeshloi if there's a shal for beyim. That means since this Yaitza could purchase Bayim, so it's called Yeshloi, and he could be Moise Lagabe for Gderis. That is the Chiddush of Rabbi Yossi. Kamash Volom. Da'af al Pishen Shal Gderis Abishuk. Choshi, but even though there's no Shal as yet for Gderis, Abakim and Shia Shal Bayim. Choshi, Kilo Yeshloi Bayim. So it's considered that this Yotzer has Beim, Livsoik, Likderes. Kishar, Moichik, Deres, Bezoil. So he can be Poisik, since, Keilo, Yeshloi, Beim. That means, since Beim one can purchase, so we consider Keilo, he has Beim, and if he has Beim, he can be Moisel, Gabei, Fokderes. Shabayim, leaning kderes, can lekuta islamoyche tvu. That means even though there's no shah, that there's a shah alekutais, there's a shah alekutais for tvu, and it's yotza hashah for this, so you could, it's considered like yeshloi, for Lakutis, so it's considered that's also enough to consider that the Yaitzer has Bayim, and he can be Meisel Gabay and Kedeches. Inami afilo ain Shar, afilo could be this no beferish Shar and Bayim, Yochali is the Choshev Kieshle Fisha Derech Yaitzrin, the Yasvi Mahadodish Yeshar Bimim. The Chiddush of Rabbi Yossi is that even though it's ain loy Bayim, but the Derech HaYaitzrim are that they borrow one from the other, so that alone is sufficient to give it a din of Yeshle. Now, we hear in the Mishnah, and Dafayim Beis Amid Beis, we hear in the Mishnah as follows. We hear a three-way machlokes. We hear like this. Upaisik imay al-hazevel kol yemay sashonet. You could be Paisik and Zevel, Kol Yemei Sashon. Now, let us just explain this Zevel, which was fertilizer that people sold. This Zevel was acquired as follows. People used to take the Psalis from the Sodeh. They used to put it in the Rishus HaRabim, and it used to be trampled by the behemoths in the Rishus HaRabim, and then later it became Zevel, and people used this Pimaisachama. That was the Shteger. Upaisik, so now like this, Upaisik imay ala Zevel kol yamay sashon. The Tanakhama holds that I can go over to someone and give money, and he'll give me Zevel. And according to the Tanakhama, Kol Yemei Sashana means Yemei Sakshamin, Yemei Sakhama. Even though he doesn't have Zevel, even it's Engloy, I can give him now money and he'll give me. Abiyasi Oimem, Ein poiskin ala zevel, amkein hoys ala zevel ba'ashpe. Unless he has zevel ba'ashpe to sell, so then I can be poisik. But like this, you can't be poisik. The chachamim matirim, and the chachamim are matir, afilo ein loy zevel ba'ashpe. So we have a three-way machloikis. Now, Stamazai, before we get into the Pshat and the Mishnah, it would seem the Chachomim hold like the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama said the Paisik Imei Ala Zevel Kol Yemei Sashonet. It would seem even though he doesn't have Zevel Ba'ashpe, Rabbi Yossi says no, he is to have Zevel Ba'ashpe, and the Chachomim Amata like the Tanakhama. Even though he doesn't have Zevel Ba'ashpe. Fregt de Gemara, Paisikim ala Zevel kol yemei sashonem. Fregt de Gemara, Chachomim, Hainu Tanakame. So what's the difference between the Chachomim and the Tanakame? Chachomim matir. Amarove yemei akshomim ika binayu. The difference is, if you could be Paisik, and Zevel be Mois Akshamim. According to the Tanakhama, you can. According to the Chachamim, you can't. That's the machlokes between the Tanakhama and the Chachamim. Zot Rashi. Yemois Akshamim ika binayu. Tanakhama kol Yemois Hashonekama. The Tanakhama holds kol Yemois Hashonek. You can be Poisek. Kol Yemei Sashon, afili doesn't have. Upole galei Rabbi Yossi, v'omah, loishno Yemei Sachamo, v'loishno Yemei Sakshomim, ad shihiloi lemoiche zevel ba'ashpois. He can only be poisik if he has zevel ba'ashpois. Then he can be poisik. But if he doesn't have, he can't be poisik. החכמים מתירים אף על פי שאין לוי, יש לאחרים, אם ימי שחמי. וכשימי שחמי, then you can be basic, because others have. שהכל יש להם זבל, because ימי שחמי, everyone possesses an abundance of זבל, שכבר נרקב ונישב בימי שחמים, ונעשה זבל. That means bimay sachama, everyone has an abundance of zevel because the zevel was processed in the bimay sachshamin. It rotted and it was trampled on, and that's how they made the zevel. Bimay sachshamin like bimay sachshamin, you cannot be paisik. We have to just understand a little bit what the machlokes is. It's like this. Let's go minachomer alakal. Rabbi Yossi holds that normally a person is machzik hazevel la'atzmoi ve'enay moichoi. He needs the zevel for himself. So Memele, it's never called Yeshloi, because he needs it for his own uses, unless it's Ba'ashpe. It's Ba'ashpe, so that means that there's a surplus of Zevel, and then that's called Yeshloi, then it could be Pesach. That's the Svar of Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbanon hold that you don't need Yeshloi, but it has to be Motzei K'tas. So b'may sachama, it's called motzi because most people, even though I don't have zevel, but others have zevel. So it's called afapishen laze yesh laze, and you can be poisik, and that you can acquire from someone else. B'may sachshamim, it was not even mosik tzas. It was very rare that a person should have zevel. So you can't be poisik that someone might have zevel. And the Tanakhama holds that Philip Yemaisak Shamim, you could be poisik, and you have to know, I don't know what the svara of the Tanakhama is. Kadachmi the Rosh says, he paskins like the Rabbanim because it's Mistava Tamayo, because he needed to be Motzik Tzas. So exactly why the Tanakhama was Mekel, Kol Yemaisa Shona, I really don't know. Now, let us go back to the Mishnah, and I find base on the base, and then we'll go to the Gemara. Upaisik imoi bishar hagavoya. And a person can be paisik, the person is giving money, he can make a t'nai that if the dvorim hanem korim will become cheaper, that means I'm giving you now money. Now the price of peiris is a saw for a seller. And you have to give me a saw in 6 months. In 6 months, if Tvur will become cheaper, and then the price will be too soft for a seller. So he can speak out like this. He can say, listen, I'm giving you now a seller. I want to buy a saw. But if in 6 months the price will change and it'll be too soft for a seller, so I want you to give me too soft for a seller. But that's Stavke if he was Paisikimoy. If he was not Paisikimoy, then he gives them his saw, even though now he can get for the same seller two saw, he gives them a saw. He gave money for a saw, he'll get a saw. But if he's paisik, so then, and that's the psikah, that if it'll be huzal, I want two saw for a seller, then he can get two saw for a seller. Rabbi Yehuda Oima Afa Pi Shaloi Posaki Me Bishar HaGavoya, even though there was no Psike, Yochel Oima, ten li kaze, I ten li es moisa. Even though there was no beferish and besike, Rabbi Yehuda also can tell him, after 6 months, he can tell him, either give me tuso, or give me back my money. And with my sell, I'll buy tuso. Let us just see Rashi in the Mishnah, and then we'll see the Gemara. A poisek imay kishar hagavoy, im yifreis ashar, he says, if the price will get less, mimashu asho, titan li kishar hazel. Shar hagavoya hainu bezoil, shenoisnim peres harbei bedomim muotim. It's a lot of peres for a small amount of money. Yochalim like Shiira Shara Zoil, Tenli Kosei, Tenli Moise, that's Rabbi Yehuda, Shreilai Moshach. There was no Meshiche, Yochalab Zabir. Vafilu Misha Pora Leke, Hoyel Vulainosan Moisov, Amanas Le Kabulacho. There's no Misha Pora. Ella Lachasman. He didn't say, I want it now. He said, I want to get it later. Ubetoich Kach Nishtana Hashar. Since the upmach was that he should get it later, and later the price is too soft for a seller, standaiti dinish atar zula posik. That I assume that was what he wanted. Memele, that's what he gets. It's a fellow without a psik. Now let us see the Gemara. Ahu gavre de yoyim zuze l'nedunye devei chamua. So the Gemara and the Havamina learned that pshat in this maisa was as follows. His shver wanted to buy an adn. An adn is, it seems, tachshite noshim. The shver gave his edem money for this nadn. And he told him, you should buy this nadin for me, and the upmach was that he's going to get the nadin later. It means he's giving him now the money, he's going to get it later. L'soif zol nedunye. Later, the nadin became cheaper, and we'll see, and the shver didn't want, and the moichel wanted to give the shver, the way the price was when it was biyoika, and the shver did not want to accept the nadin with the shar hayoika. He wanted the nadin kishar hazoy. That was the maisa. Also, lekamei derapopet. So they came to rapopet to ask a shayla. Omalei. If you spoke out kishar hagavoye, that you said clearly that if it will become cheaper, you want that price. That was the upmach b'shas when you gave the money. Shokel kahashte. Then take the way the price is now. If you spoke that out, viloi. But if you didn't speak this out, shokel kimikore. If you didn't speak this out, so then take kimi kor. How much it was worth? Peshas you gave the money. Omrulei rab. So that was our papa's psak. Omrulei rab. Onulei rab. Papa the eloi posak. And if he didn't speak out, shokol kimi kor. He has to take the way the shah hayoyka was. Mois nino. He only gave money. Was no meshiche, umois leikona. He has to take like the shar de mikore. My mois aren't kind, it can be chayza. He wants to be chayza, let him be chayza. He has to take like the mikore. Amalohu, Sarapopa said, ano nami li kibula le mishapore coming. I'm not saying that he can't be chayza. I'm just saying that if he wants to be chayza and he wasn't poisek, he has to be mekabel on mishapore. That's what I'm saying. Ziposi kishar hagavoya. If there was a psike that the nadin should be given later at the cheap price, it will be huzal. So then, meiche kahadabe. So then the meiche wants to be chayza. The meiche wants, he doesn't want to give him at the cheap price. It's mekabel alei meiche mishapor. Then the meiche will be mekabel alei mishapor. Eloi posak. If there was no psike, so the meiche wants to sell to the mikor. There was no psike. Lekeach kahadabe. So lekeach wants to be chayza. Is mekabel a lekeach mishapor? Then the lekeach will be mekabel a mishapor. That's what I said. Not that it's definite the mekach. He can be chayza, but there's a price to pay. If the mekabel mishapor, the way let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi poisik im ekeshar gavoya akulam as nisen koi. Shetzorach lifsek imo, you have to be poisik shim yuzlu. If the price will become less, and now you give more peiris, now you give more peiris b'seller. So you have to be poisek sheitin like yishar hazil. So if you want to get more peiris, for the same amount of money, you have to be paisik. Vimlei posakein, if there was no psiki, yekabel al kochei kishar she posak. Ahu gavre de yoiv zuzil in edunya devei chamua. U posak im moich in edunya, and this person, this was the edem of the shver, he gave money for his shver, for nadin. Uposak im moichi nedunye, tachshitei abonis. Nedunye means tachshitei abonis. He made a psike. V'nosam lem mois, liyois mochonim liyoyim plain. They made up, I want, nasman buch, I don't want now the nadin. Nasman buch, I want the nadin. Vosoi chomov shliach lifsoik. The shver gave him the money, and he gave him, he said he should be paisik for it. Zol nedunye, now the nedunye, when they came to get back the nadin, v'rotza lachzer, she'in chomov, rotza lekablo bedomim halolu. Yishver did not want to get the nadin with the shar hayoike. So Rapapa said, you can't be chayzer. So the Gemara asked, why can you be chayzer? Why saying I'm kindness? So he says, no. He just means if you be chayzer, you have to accept a mishapor. Moicha called the beg sheinim ekaim tnoi litein kishar hazer. Zok the Gemara vayta omer le Ravina le Rav Papa. Umimai the Rabbonon who so lechayrem, Rapapa had learned pshat the Mishnah. We paskin mois enem kainis. And the Afal Pikein, the Tanakama says, you cannot be chayza unless there was a psike. So Rapapa understood that means that you can't. What do you mean you can't be chayza? Mois enem kainis means you can't be chayza without a kabbalas mishapora unless you were paisa. So Omalei Ravina la Rapope mi mai da Rabbonon hi de pligi alei da Rav Shimon. How do you know that Tanakame holds like the Rabbonon who are chaylik an Rav Shimon? The Rabbonon hold, we hear in Perik Azov, the Omri Mois loikon. The Rabbonon hold Mois are not koine. The Lekech can be chayze, the Moicha can be chayze. Fafilo hochi, he posak kishar gaboya, shokul kedahashte. He loy posak shokul kidimikol. Dilma Rav Shimoni, maybe the Tanakama, who holds you need a psike, the Tanakama holds like Rav Shimon that holds mois kainois. And the loykeach can't be chayzer. And therefore, the Mishnah says, that if there was no psike, so al kolchoch, the lekeich was koine, as soon as he gave the money. Because Rav Shimon holds that mois koine. Dilma Rav Shimoni Doma Mois Koines, V'chi posa kishar ha-gavoyes, if there was a psike kishar ha-gavoyes, shoko ki hashto. Iloi posa, shoko ki mikore. Mishim dekoni luzuzi, could be that what the Tanakama said, that without a psike, you cannot be choyzer, that's only according to Rav Shimon, who holds mois koines. So Memela, without a psiki, he was kain already, from the Kedemikore, because Mois kain is. Avol Rabbonon, but according to the Rabbonon, bein posak, bein loy posak, but according to the Rabbonon, that whole, that Mois ainem kain. So we're starting off that Mois ainem kain. So then it could be bein posak bein loy posak shoko ki hashtem the daite de inish atar zilom. Let us see Rashi. Umimai zekrashi mimai demas nisa dematzich lei lifsoi kishar hagavoye afilu l'rabonen komom. How did Rapope know that the Mishnah, the Tanakhama, that says you have to be poisik, is going to fill according to the Rabbanon who hold Mois Einem Koines, the Bligi Alei, the Rav Shimon Perek Hazov, Va'omri the Rabbanon hold the Lekech Yochel Arza Boike Moichel, Ben Lo Yolav Ela Misha Pora Bochoy Zaboy, Af Veloi Nishtan Hashem, the Rabbanon hold that the Lekech can be Choyzem, Afilu without a Shini Hashem. Velohochim rinim b'masnisin ki nishtana hashar. V'ikel meimel, and now if it's nishtana hashar, v'ikel meimel hoi v'loi nosan mois almanas l'kabul achshol. Elo lach hazman, v'soich kach nishtana hashar daiti atar azilu. Loim rinim nochi. We don't say this, elam kem posuk b'feirish, Shara kavo Yehudi shoko ki hashto, viloi shoko ki mikore yekabo mishapore. How do you know that the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbonon? And the Rabbonon, that they hold that Mois einem koines afal piken, if there was no psike ki shara gavoyem, I say that he has to be mekabo ki mikore, or to get a mishaporem. Dilme masnisim da'atzachole frushi. Maybe the Mishnah that says you have to be meforish, Rab Shimoni, the Omar Mois Koines. The Gabi Moichu, the Tikin Rabon Chazor. Rab Shimon Shita is that really Mois Koines minatoire. They were only Misakin Adin Chazor by the Moiche, Shem Yemel Nisufu Chitech Abaliyah. So the Moiche will take care of the chitim, because since he has a schus chazore, to make sure it shouldn't burn. But only the moichah can be chayis. Gaba moichah the tikin rabon a chazore. Ki loy moshech minei, ube mekabo mishapore. Avo loy keyach, loy mozi hoder bey. Mechiyoy zuzi. Ki loy nishtana hasha. Umishim hochi. So my mele could be the Mishnah is going only according to Rab Shimon. The Rab Shimon holds the Lekeach can't be chayz. By the Lekeach, Mois Koines. O Mishim Hochim. Ki Nishtana Hashar Nami. So Philo was Nishtana Hashar. Hoyelo Mois Koines. Since Mois Koines. Leimotze Hoda Behai Lekeach. The Masnissin, the Kondalei Zuzi. So therefore the Lekeach can't be chayzer, even though it was Nishtana Hashar, because he was Koine. Avo le Rabbono, the Omri af Lekeach Yochel Arza, but according to the Rabbono, that holds always the Lekeach can be chayzer, afilu b'shar sheloi Nishtana, they hold there's never a Kinyan Gomo. The Lekeach could also be Chayza. V'leikoni elo lekibule mishaporam. So then it could be, Eicha de Nishtana Hashar. והוא לינוס אנמויס אלמנס לקבלך הזמן, אין מלוכת מי שפורנה מלכה ואפילו לא פיריש. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asks that, that how did Rav Papa know that the Mishnah is going according to the Chachomim? Maybe the Mishnah is going only according to Rav Shimon, who holds Mois Koinah, and the Lekech was Koinah Behechel, and he gave the money. Then the din is, without a psike, he can't be Choyza. But according to the Chachomim, that it never was a Kinyan Gomo, so it could be a fellow without a psike, there's also no Mishapore. So that's the Kash of the Gemara and Rav Papa.